Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
I've moved over to the splendour of Studio 8. Good morning, may I say, to Fiacre McGarvey, who normally comes in on his own. You normally don't bring a pal.
I know, I brought my friend Sue Jung today.
Sue Jung, Anne, is with us as well. You're very welcome.
Yeah, nice very to nice see to meet you.
And thank you for coming in to join us today. I feel like I've already been at the West Wicklow Chamber Music Festival at this stage with the music we're playing. Well, it's funny because I only played Jess Gillam this morning.
Fabulous.
Played her the other day as well. And then Amy Gillan was in with us.
I saw Amy was in with her new album.
With her new album, which is terrific.
Yes.
So it's going apace.
It's great. I mean, some of our concerts are already sold out, so if people are on the festival website, westwicklowfestival.com, they'll see the ones that are currently fully subscribed, but we still have some tickets available for Jess Gillam's ensemble on the Saturday night and our Carnival of the Animals family concert. We've put an additional performance on due to popular demand.
That's fantastic.
And then we have also, as well as Jess coming to Ireland for the first time, Apollo 5, who some people might know, who are an amazing a cappella vocal ensemble from
Very
the UK.
Good.
Part of the Vaches 8 Foundation. They're also coming to Ireland for the first time, so plenty of variety. And we've got Luna Lovegood, which is really amazing, as well as Sue Jung Ann.
But Sue Jung Ann, who's beside you?
Who's beside you here.
Is the important one. The rest of them are all just fillers,
listen,
really.
Getting,
they're just fillers, that's all they are. Yeah. That's all they are. You're here as a star to help Fiacre out. Now, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, firstly?
I'm originally from South Korea.
Yes.
But I moved here in 2007 for my study first time. And then at the time, I met my friend Fiacre, very good friend.
Yes.
So, it's like my second home country.
Oh, that's lovely. So, but you're living here. I mean,
this is my family.
Oh, how lovely. Well, welcome to us, because we haven't met before, so it's lovely to meet you here today. And Fiacre's a lovely man, but he's very involved with farming. Have you noticed?
Yes. And you see the picture on the...
Yes. And he couldn't even do this without holding... Is it a chicken? Is it?
We've got a chicken there, Marty, yes.
And a lovely lassie dog.
A lovely lassie, rough collie dog, Lewis.
Because has he made you do any manual work on the farm? Not yet.
No.
I hope not. You're still daft as a brush when it comes to the animals. You love it, don't you?
I do, but it's sad. This spring, I didn't get home enough to help. My dad's lambing was a little bit later than it usually would be. It kind of pushed more into April.
Because you always came back.
It always happened that I'd have something musical happening, and then it would just be, okay, I'd be on the farm, and then I'd kind of just naturally get roped into stuff.
Yeah.
But this year, I felt really bad. My dad kind of basically did it all by himself, so I'm sure I'll have to pay it back over the summer.
I don't think that's good enough at all, quite frankly, if Mr. Garvey's listening to us at the moment.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure he is. Now, Sue Jung, I'm just looking at the list of people you've played with, like with the Vienna Chamber Orchestra, with the Krakow. You've been all over the world with these orchestras you've played with.
I try hard to, make myself great pianist.
Because by being able to do that and play with orchestras all over the world, it gives you great credentials. Because you're able to say, well, I played with the Tokyo Symphony or whatever. And then it gives you the opportunity for others to say, we better get her quickly, because she's obviously on the rise. So it's going to be quite special when the two of you come together at the festival, because you're playing Carnival of the Animals. Now, explain is it two pianos or one?
It's two pianos, but we're going to today do some arrangements on one piano due to
the
limitations. Lads, increase the budget, aren't you? What's going on?
We can't afford two. We only have the one piano. Thank you. So what are you going to play? Okay, what's the first piece you're going to play? Because we should explain that it is Carnival of the Animals family concert. That's what you're actually putting on.
That's
with the two of you.
Yes, the two of us and the Irish Chamber Orchestra. So Sue Jung and I actually recorded this carnival with the RT Concert Orchestra in COVID times, 2021.
Right, okay.
And you did the narration.
I did the narration.
Famously.
That's right. And thank you for not asking me to do the one down at the festival. So thank you.
No, I actually did email in RTE in my defence. Yes,
did you?
I did. I made a request.
They turned me down, did they?
I don't know.
Without asking.
I think your fee might have been too high.
I think that's very unlikely.
I don't think we could afford you.
Anyway, the lovely Ivana Lynch will be there. She'll be doing it.
Well, do you know what? To be fair to Ivana, Ivana's a big Hollywood superstar.
She is, of course.
And if we had gotten in touch with Ivana, I doubt we could afford her fee. And I'm very fortunate that I know her sister Emily. We were in college together. So if Emily's listening, big hi to Emily. And Emily.
So that's how you did it.
Well, I mean, very kindly, Emily put in a good word. Obviously, Ivana does. I mean, we're a charity at the end of the day.
Yes, of course.
Ivana, as a lot of celebrities do.
And you probably threw in, a few eggs, lamb chops.
A couple of eggs, lamb chops, raspberries, strawberries. Ivana is doing it for farm produce.
Isn't that terrific? Soojung, and that's how it works. So look, what are you going to play for us, the two of you?
We're going to start with
the aquarium.
So for anyone listening, imagine what your fish get up to when you're out of the house, I suppose.
You're going to do... you think you should film this? You're going to do it together on the one piano. Okay,
let's give it a whirl.
Well, the very best of luck to you. There's no rush. It's only live. Magnificent. Do you know, it just sounds like a harp. As I say, it was flawless, the two of you. And it's interesting, you've got to watch each other as you play as well. It's fascinating to watch. That was live, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, live. Fiacre Garvey in front of me, and Soojung Ahn, the two of them playing Carnival of the Elements. It was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, I mean, like we said...
I see you watching each other. It's fantastic. Go on.
It's a different challenge, because usually with this concert, we'll be looking at each other, obviously facing each other with two pianos. Really, so obviously this is a slightly different arrangement. Mm-hmm. We're not actually sure if Saint-Saëns did this arrangement or not. But obviously, like in the concert, we'll have two grand pianos, we'll have the Irish Chamber Orchestra.
Of course, loads of colours
and loads of fun.
I know. We're getting the... It's almost the acoustic version as well.
This is it.
If you will.
The unplugged version.
The unplugged. That's right, Carnival of the Animals. That was magnificent. That was lovely. How does it feel playing together like that? Have you been playing together a long time anyway, you know, apart from this concert, of course?
So the recording for the Carnival of Animal was first time we played together, right?
Yeah.
Nearly 2 years ago. And then last year we had your concert in National Concert Hall. And then, because Fiacre is super nice organizer, so I think he can organize something for us.
Yeah, he's very big with Google as well, just in case you want to know. He knows people in there too.
Yeah.
Because you do all sorts of concerts, of course, these days, aren't you, Fiacre?
Yeah, it's nice to... I mean, variety is the spice of life, as they say. And, like, even when I'm not doing Wicklow, in London, I run a festival called Classical Vauxhall, and part of the big remit of that is to bring new audiences to classical music. So, of course, not at the expense of the typical classical-going audience, but very much our ambition with that is to get people to come to classical music. Kind of similar to your own show. Like, it's you obviously have... incredible ratings. I think the beauty of it is, like, when I listen to your show, I love that we have a little bit of classical, a little bit of pop, a little bit of everything. Because let's be honest, all musicians have varied genre interest. Yes. Like, I don't know any classical musician who just sits inside listening to Mozart all day. Or I don't know any classical musician who goes out on a Saturday night dancing who's dancing to Chopin. You know, like,
it's difficult.
It's time and a place for everything. And I think if people in general saw that classical music, there's a moment in everyone's life where it can be incredibly empowering, when it's not another type of genre of music.
Did you see the piece of Simon Rattle in The Guardian yesterday?
I read it, yeah, it was very powerful, yeah.
Where he said the classical music is in danger, is how he phrased it.
It is, and one thing I'll say for Ireland though, Marty, is like, so I experienced both with the Arts Council England and the Arts Council Ireland, and I have to say, like, in Ireland, we give out a lot about stuff, and we always think the grass is greener on the other side, but if you look at the cutting of funding in the UK, like E&O decimated, Britain Sinfonia decimated, like, whereas in Ireland, they're pumping good funding into the arts, which is just really, really welcome. And I think we're in such a... When I compare the life of artists in Ireland to the life of what's going on in the UK...
Why do you think that's happening over there? Because the assumption would be that there's lots of money, that they don't have to worry. And yet, clearly, there's priorities being made for other things.
Yeah.
Why do you think that's happening now?
I mean, there's a big push. Look, I think we all combine to a certain aspect some of this levelling up agenda and getting things outside of London or getting things outside of Dublin, that's really, really important. But I think, sadly, in the UK, it's really at the expense of the arts. And I don't know if that's to do with hardline Conservative government or, you know, obviously it is at the moment, they're in power, but it just doesn't... The arts is clearly not focus at the moment over there. And it's just really, really sad. Like, you look at English National Opera that's done so much for opera in London, looking at...
That's right. And you look here at Irish National Opera, and it is flying.
Yeah, exactly. So now I have to say, like, Ireland, I think we're the envy of the UK at the moment in terms of the art scene, for sure.
For sure. Now, listen, the programme that you're doing, there's something else here I want to mention. The workshops.
Yes, the mask workshops. Unfortunately, they're fully subscribed now.
Oh, well, I was going to go.
I know. Well, we might be able to fit you in.
Well,
but the idea...
seeing as I was turned down for the Old Carnival of the Animals without even knowing.
What are the workshops?
What are they? Because I know, I'm just curious, because you have a festival, a chamber music festival. What else can we do? What are the workshops?
So the workshops, we have a mask maker. I don't know if there's a professional word for that. You know, like puppeteer, there's actually a word for that, isn't
mask
there?
That's, I don't know.
It's escaping me now. But basically the idea is that children will come along and make their own mask to wear to the concert. So it's a bit more interactive.
Well, that's a cute idea.
It is. Now, fortunately, it was the first time we've done it, so we probably didn't anticipate how popular it would be, and it just kind of sold out really quickly.
But isn't that a great sign?
It's fantastic, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what else it is. It shows you're connecting with people, and that's very important. Sujangal, what about you? When you finish the festival now, what's your next move after West Wicklow? Have you things that you're taking on again after this?
So, sorry. Okay. So for this summer, I'm going to Korea, my country, for summer holiday. But I'm also planning some concerts there. So chamber music concert with clarinetist, my old friend, and some other concert there.
Good for you.
Well,
we wish you well, and I hope you enjoy West Wicklow, because it's you've been to West Wicklow before, haven't you?
It's very
lovely, and the grass will be mown, the food will be beautiful, and the audiences will be very receptive, I expect. Are you going to give us another tune before we wrap up?
We're going to do we've got two more. We've got Debussy and we've got a finale, so
give me
whichever you want. We'll give you some Debussy,
because I can relax with Debussy, you see.
Okay,
and you're doing finale from the Carnival.
We've got
the
finale if you're interested.
Oh, please. Please. Well, I've nowhere to be. I'm in your hands.
We're still on the water here, so this is En Bateau from the Petite Suite.
Ah, lovely. Okay, off you go. Nice bit of Debussy. something else. I love Debussy. That's just beautiful. That's just beautiful. I feel like I kind of lie down now and it's chaise long and just forget the afternoon, just turn off for the day. That's beautiful. Well done, you. That's gorgeous. First thing in the morning. Now, you did say there's a few tickets left, so if people want to get, put the remaining, yes. It's westwicklowfestival.com.
Westwicklowfestival.com.
Is what they need to do.
That's they need to do. Pop on there.
And you're performing in Rusborough House, of course, in Park, St Mary's Church and the Tramway Theatre
in Blessington. Yes.
They're your location.
Their location. Now, the concerts in Rusborough on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are currently sold out, but okay. We've still got some availability for the Saturday afternoon with Amy Gillan,
okay.
The Saturday night with Jess Gillam at the Tramway. We've got a second carnival concert put on due to demand, and then we've got a few tickets left for Apollo 5 as well.
You must be high as a kite with this success, are you? That people are clamouring to come and see the music that you love so much, both of you passionately love. It must be wonderful to see it happening like this.
Yeah, and like, look, a big motivation for starting the festival was the idea of, you know, people in West Wicklow not having to always come all the way to Dublin to access culture. And that's really the most important thing, that we're, of course, we want people from all over the country to come. And we've got actually a big group of people from the Netherlands coming over. We've got 20 guests coming all the way from the Netherlands to come. They came to the festival last year and they loved it, so they're coming back. And that's obviously really important as well.
But they'll be going Dutch.
They're literally going Dutch, Martin.
They
it's all very exciting.
They are.
Yes.
Good. Listen, you're a joy. Thank you so much for coming in again. Sue Jogan, please come back and talk to us. A pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Yeah.
And lovely to see the two of you playing together. But it'll be.
Do you want us to finish with some
finale?
I do.
Will you play us out?
We will.
You can be our team tune.
We'll do it.
As
we
say goodbye. Just to remind
thanks,
you again, thanks to Fiacra and to Sue Jogan as well. West Wicklow Chamber Music Festival. And it is running from the 17th until the 21st. To May, and it's westwicklowfestival.com if you want to get those extra tickets. Keep the faith. Talk to you. I won't talk to you tomorrow because I'll be resting. I'll talk to you Friday. Will you take us away then? A little finale. God bless you.